Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah. Here we are, Jack, at the... Sorry, I'm all confused.
There it is.
Yeah. Here we are, the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks Golf Club. No Ike.
Yet.
No Ike yet. Ike later on.
Yes, Ike later on.
Ike is it is the summer of Ike.
It is the summer of Ike. He hasn't turned down one charity golf tournament.
No. He likes playing golf.
Yeah, yeah.
He really likes golf.
It's good to be back, though. This is my home course in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your best score on this course?
I think I shot a 79 here once. Now, this course ate me up, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I probably played Penn Oaks 200 times.
And is that why they didn't invite you to play in the tournament today?
I actually don't know why I wasn't invited. Maybe it's too critical of the quarterback. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's other baseball guys out there. I saw Tommy Green. I saw Ben Davis.
Oh, like, wow. Those are baseball guys.
Like there's baseball represented. So I dressed for the occasion.
You did.
Hoping that, hey, we need a fourth.
Oh, dude, your hat even matches your shirt.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
No, I know. No, I felt like
it's such a desperate look.
Dude, I felt like an idiot when I put it all on. I felt like a kid like trying to impress people, which
yeah.
I don't try to do anymore.
No, but for this, you wanted to play.
I put me in, coach.
Yeah.
You know? Also, Ike was supposed to text me last night about possibly coming up. Nothing. Like, it's just – and then he ditches – like, I'm out, honestly. I'm out on the whole event.
Well, it'll be – oh, you want to – oh, Hugh, okay. No. All right, Hugh Douglas. All right.
I just wanted to jump in and say the reason why I did not get back to you last night. I'm not going to go into detail, but I had a long night.
Because the big event was last night.
Ike raised, I'm not for sure, but I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of well over $100,000 last night.
Yeah, wow. I saw you emceeing the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and you know what the funny part about it, Jack, is that last week he said he wasn't going to do it.
That's what he always says, though.
Yes, but when he got on stage, man, he did a really, really good job. He was Ike, and yeah.
He was having a good time.
He had a good time.
He was having a good time.
Ah, really good time.
I didn't say that. I just wanted to, you know, because I know, you know, because it's, you know, because he was supposed to call me a couple of times, didn't call. So don't,
don't take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personally.
He does it to all his good friends.
Yeah. Don't take it personally.
All right, I'll try.
That's
not
all.
To.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Have a great show.
Inside information from Hugh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Ike Insider of the Year, Hugh Douglas.
I saw the one video of Ike.
I didn't see it.
Seeing the whole thing. Yeah. Well, because the last time it was last year when he sang the Sixers song.
Oh, right.
And then it all went.
Did Hugh post that as well?
Hugh did post that video.
Right.
And that's where the whole he may never sing again.
Right. Well, it'll be a big show. We're hoping to have some guests who are playing golf over. Maybe even we get Ike Reese. What do you think? Maybe we get Ike Reese.
That's a big guess.
Yeah, you never
know. We'd love to hear from him.
You never know. It is beautiful out here. It's another one of these days that makes me wish I played golf.
I know.
It'd be a great day to play golf.
Dude, I think your 50s could be the 50s of golf.
Oh, but I can't.
Why? Because
of my back. I can't play.
Well, you could.
There's no way I can get into it without playing.
Well, I think you could play a little bit.
I don't think so.
Just try.
I could maybe putt.
Nah.
Designated putter?
Nah. Okay. Well, I mean, he could. There's just no fun. Maybe a caddy. You want to be a caddy?
I could be a caddy.
You'd be a great caddy. You're great at walking.
I do like walking. There we go. Maybe I'll be a caddy.
All right.
There it is.
All right.
So, you know, not the most optimal of Phillies weekends, Jack. Coming off the series win over the Braves, they lose that final game, the second game of the doubleheader, the Zach Wheeler game, and then they get smoked all weekend at home by the Milwaukee Brewers. The first time the Brewers have swept in Philadelphia in 10 years, I think 2015 is what Fransky said.
That was probably yesterday. Ryan Braun was still killing the Phillies.
Yes, yeah. So it was. So I'm trying to figure out if I am actually concerned about the Phillies weekend. at 215-592-9494. Are you concerned or are you not concerned? Is there actual concern there? And, Jack, I am of two minds here.
Okay.
Mind one is my head. And my head is telling me the same thing that you guys said to me all season long last year. It's a very long season. They were not going to win every series for the rest of the year. My head is telling me it was the worst combination of everything to happen at once. The starting pitching not quite as good, which showed how thin the bullpen was. Harper is out. The lineup sort of fails. Blah, 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 blah. You know, sweep it under the rug, move on, go to Toronto.
Right.
But my gut is telling me that I really didn't like that series, like in an actual, real, sort of worried way, in that the Phillies, who are not just one arm short of the bullpen, they seem like they're three arms short of the bullpen, the offense goes completely cold. But the thing that bothers me the most about it is this sort of like dumb baseball team that shows up every once in a while. Uh-huh. Like the Bad News Bears-looking baseball team that feels like they think they're better than they actually are. Like, they're a good baseball team, but when they're dialed in, they're good, right? They're not good enough to just sort of sleepwalk through a series against a real team. And the Brewers aren't, like, good or anything, but they're a real baseball team.
Yeah.
And like, that sort of attitude, it's not even the performance. It really isn't. We're not going to see Lizardo give up 11 runs or 12 runs again.
12 earned.
You know, the bats are not – Bryce is going to come back eventually. The bats are not going to be that – but there was something about, like, the vibe of it that made me worried in my gut. My head, not that worried. My gut, pretty worried.
I saw a lot of comps to last year's A's series this week.
Yes, where they just sort of, like, gave up in the third game.
Just didn't really show up.
Yeah, didn't. And the A's series last year, it was almost like they didn't think they needed to show up, right?
It was right before the All-Star break.
We're at the All-Star break, and that's when they lose, what, 18-2 or something in that last game. And by the way, it's that same vibe. We're a little bit better. We're not quite – we think we're better than we actually are, is the vibe I got from the Phil. So while my head is telling me it's just one series, my gut is telling me, I think there was something to worry about there.
So I'm closer to where your head is. I'm closer to where your head is. And frankly, I'm actually glad that weekend happened. I'm glad that weekend happened. I didn't want to have the best record in baseball anymore. I didn't want to peak in May. I wanted it to actually calm down a little bit. Like, I didn't want them to front run all the way. And that's some scar tissue from last year. I mean, 100%. Like, last year, they got out in front. They stayed out in front. They didn't really, like, they kind of front ran their way to a division title. So I actually am glad. And I think that, you know, some of the weaknesses were exposed, which I think is really important. You can't just talk your way through it because you're winning games. There has to be real things addressed at the trade deadline. So I was actually happy this weekend. Now, it was not.
You weren't actually
I
happy.
Was.
That's a cope.
I was.
You're coping.
I was happy that kind of humbling happened, because I agree with you.
But do you think they'll be humbled by it?
Yes, I think they will be humbled by it. And I think that when Bryce went out, I think they kind of checked out. And I was disappointed in how they acted and how they played, because, you know, Bryce going out obviously shouldn't derail the offense. They've actually traditionally been all right when Bryce has gone out. I mean, 2022, when Bryce went down, Schwarber went nuts. And I think they had a pretty good record when Bryce went down in 2022.
Overall, since Bryce got here, I looked this up a few weeks ago, they basically have – they're an over 500 team when Bryce is not on the team.
Yeah.
Like, their winning percentage is better with Bryce, but it's not, like, significantly better with Bryce.
I will say, I'm glad to see them not winning games with Bryce, so that, because I knew you were just sitting there. You couldn't wait to throw the stat out. Well, actually, they're better without Bryce.
Well, they're not better, but they're pretty good without Bryce. Or they have been pretty good without Bryce.
I could feel the Hurts people using that take. I could feel you coming up. I could tell Gilio.
You're not actually happy that they got smoked by the Brewers.
They didn't get smoked. Trey made an error yesterday that cost them the game. Saturday wasn't even competitive, and Friday was a tie one night. Like, overall, I'm not really concerned. That's gonna happen. That's baseball. And when you watch this weekend, like, Lizardo's not gonna allow 12 runs in a start. He's gonna be fine. He had to wear one for his team on Saturday, which I know people didn't like how long he was out there. It was 76 pitches. I mean,
yeah, I didn't watch the game live because I was at Disney World. But when I watched it this morning, He didn't really look that bad. It was the Castellanos error. Then he throws a ball away. Then the balk. It just felt like it was a bad combination of things. But he wasn't. It didn't feel like he was out there a very long time.
No, and the reality is, Bryce didn't play. And I know that
can't be an excuse.
It is. 100%. It's explanation, not an excuse. When Bryce being in the lineup, even when he's not playing well, it's a way deeper lineup. There's more fear in there. Like as soon as he was out, you looked at that lineup top to bottom, and it looked like a weak lineup. And when he's in there, they're fine. They've been the top.
Bryce out cannot be an excuse for a baseball team.
It's one guy.
It isn't, though.
It's the middle of the order.
It isn't. Then why have they been fine without him in years previous?
If Judge missed a couple games, would you expect the Yankees to win all of those games?
I expect the Yankees would be fine without Aaron Judge.
It would change everything.
And by the way, Bryce Harper's not Aaron Judge.
I know he's not. But him being in there is a real presence. Is a real presence. And when he wasn't in there, the lineup didn't look right. Like it was just a bad weekend. And this whole nonsense about all they do is beat up on bad teams and the record against teams that are 500. They were 8-5 since we can all agree that after the Mets series, right? They've started playing better baseball. They've been 8-5 against teams that are over 500 since that point heading into this weekend. They had a bad weekend. They also won series against the D-backs, who now people are going to pretend that they think stink, and the Braves, who people are going to pretend think stink. They think the Rays stink. Like anything to detract from what the Phillies have done.
The numbers are the numbers, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, their good record is built on beating bad teams.
I think it's only been the last 2 weeks. I don't think they've beat up on bad teams the entire year.
I would agree with that. All right, 215-592-9494. Is there real cause for concern after the Phillies get swept by the Brewers? We do have a next question today, Jack, in that I did go away for the weekend, went to Disney World with my wife.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun.
Adults at Disney World.
Adults at Disney World. Now, we weren't all Disneyed up.
You know,
we weren't wearing the ears. We weren't. We weren't all Disneyed up. It's just something to do. But for next
you
question,
you didn't walk around with any Mickey Mouse ears?
No.
Wow.
I bought her Mickey Mouse ears, and she left them at home. The Mickey Mouse ears are $37 each.
Man,
I'm not buying two more sets of Mickey Mouse ears.
That's pretty Mickey. That price.
Yeah. So for next question today, give us somewhere you've always wanted to go, Jack. A trip you've always wanted to take?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Britain, and I've wanted to go to London and see what it's all about. Like I really do. Jill always wants to go to London. I should have gone last year, but once again, the stupid morning show got to go.
See what it's all about. Is there anything specifically in London you'd like to see? Can you name anything in London?
Big Ben.
Okay.
Big Ben. I heard there's a pub on every corner.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see what the pub life's like.
All right.
Yeah. So I want to go see London.
For me, I've always wanted to go to Australia. I don't know why. I've always been fascinated with Australia. And the flight is too far. I think it's like 30 hours on the plane.
That's insanely long.
I'm waiting for something to happen that is happening in Australia that will make it worth the 30-hour flight. Because that is a long flight. I mean, it's a day.
No, I know.
There and back.
So
like
why
a full
is it,
day.
I don't get why it's so far. Isn't it like.
Because it's on the other side of the world.
But it's not. I mean.
It is.
But it's not. Like, if you go to California, right?
Yep.
How far is California from Australia? I mean, it's a little past Hawaii, I figured. How far past Hawaii is Australia?
It's not that direction. It's the other direction.
Is
I mean, Hawaii. All right. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you actually concerned after the Phillies get swept against Milwaukee? And for next question today, give us somewhere you've always wanted to visit. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, this what you do. When you go to Disney, you got to buy the ears at home and then wear them there. That's how you got to do it.
But the ears are no cheaper at home unless you buy bootleg knockoff ears.
You buy them, no. I'm talking about don't get them from Disney site.
Weren't you just at Disney, Corey?
Yeah, I got Disney hacks, boy. I got two kids, so Disney could be expensive with two kids, if you know what I mean, you know?
All right.
Well, I suppose you can save anywhere you can. Then buying the off-brand ears, I think, is probably the way to do it for sure.
Yeah, you got to. But look, man, Spike, listen, man, like – every once in a while, once a day, you say something that's like, It's like you just get me going, man. Like I get it, you know, Aaron Judge a great player, but don't disrespect Bryce like that. You oh, Bryce is not Aaron Judge. Like
he's not even close to Aaron Judge.
He might not be the player he is right now. But like let's not poo poo what Bryce Harper is and what he can do. I tell you what, Aaron Judge ain't Bryce Harper in the playoffs. I know that. You know what I'm
saying? Well, they have the same amount of World Series wins. They have the same amount of World Series wins.
That's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Bryce Harper's a great player.
On some stacked teams. Aaron Judge has played on some stacked teams. Right?
Well, Bryce Harper is on a team stacked with his friends. Look,
they're not stacked. Don't do that. They're not stacked.
They have the third highest payroll in baseball.
Okay, but that's
what. Like, what are we talking about? Bryce Harper is a good player. He's not on the same plane as Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge broke the home run record. He's hitting 400, and he has 20 home runs. What are we talking about?
Do they both got two MVPs?
I don't care how many MVPs they have.
This year, they're certainly not the same player.
But they're not even. They weren't close last year or the year before.
But what I'm saying is, like, you making it seem like they not like it. It's not even close to bring it up. The way you said it.
They're not. They're not.
And the Brewers. Listen, the Brewers. This was a bye week for us. You know what I'm saying? Bryce was hurt. You know, we get healthy.
We started Taiwan on Friday. Look, let's get real.
We got Taiwan on Friday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was a bye week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to sit here and worry about it. Like, baseball is a long season. They're not going to just dominate every opponent. And, you know, we had our guy. We trying to bring him back. I know you missed the call on Friday because you was at Disney. But we trying to get Rhys Hoskins back to Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't want to go as hard on him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we trying to make him know, like, hey, listen, baby, we want you back. You know what I'm saying? Come back. You know, come back to Philadelphia. And that's all. Like, I'm not about to sit here and freak out about losing to the Brewers. You know,
I don't think anybody's freaking out, or if they are, I haven't heard them. I think
you're kind of disappointed. I'm not disappointed at all.
Yeah, like there was a, I don't know. There was a vibe I didn't like. Maybe it's just because they lose three games, whatever. But it was a.
They didn't look locked in.
They didn't, and they didn't look locked in the second game of the Braves doubleheader either. Now maybe you're punting that one, but you're starting Zach Wheeler.
That lineup was also they had real Muto batting fifth. I mean, it was an atrocity.
And not having Bryce Harper, that is an issue. That's your best player.
You know what I'm saying? It's a real thing.
Yeah, that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like that matters. Bryce is the leader of the team. You know what I'm saying? Like when you don't got the best player and the leader of your team, I tell you what. I know you would 100% agree to this. If the Eagles ain't had Saquon Barkley, they the same team? Yes or no?
No, but it's a different thing. They don't give Bryce Harper the ball every play.
Hey man, but Bryce Harper
because
matters.
They're inept quarterback.
Them four at bats he get a game if they matter.
You know they saying? Do they, matter. They absolutely matter.
Did the lineup look much weaker without him in it?
But the truth is that the Cardinals won the World Series the year after what's his name left.
Pujols.
No,
that was his last year. It was 21.
But he left
in 2012.
He was still there when they.
Oh, my bad then. Yeah. Well, the Nationals won the World Series the year after Bryce Harper left.
Well, yeah, but they had a great hit. So
I mean, I give you that, but they still had Trey Turner on the
over
team.
Over two, Spike.
They still had who?
Trey Turner was still on the team.
Oh, isn't he on this team?
Yeah, but hey, you just told me they're not the same player. Come on, you just said.
All right.
Where do I want to go?
Yeah, there's one place you've never been that you always wanted to go.
I would love to go to Hawaii. I've never been there. I would love to go to Hawaii.
It's pretty great.
You know, did you go for your honeymoon? Well, didn't you get? Oh, no.
We went to Costa Rica for my honeymoon.
Thank you for the call, Corey. Yeah, I've never been to Hawaii either.
So, no, we went with my brother and sister-in-law.
Okay.
And they told us, like, you can come and, you know, babysit their kids because my brother-in-law is at a work conference. And we didn't have a room or anything, and the hotel didn't know that, so we had to sneak in the hotel. So the whole time we were there, we were there for a week.
You had to sneak around.
We had to sneak around. We couldn't see any hotel personnel. It was they like that stuff. They view that as thrilling. Me and Jill do not view that as thrilling.
No, I'd be nervous the entire time.
We had to sit outside, wait for them to get in from the airport with our bags and pretend that we were just meeting friends in the hotel. And they're like, oh, no problem.
So you sneak around in the hallways and stuff?
What if
you got something to eat at the hotel? Could you
my brother-in-law would go order it. It was.
It almost doesn't sound worth it.
It wasn't.
Okay.
No, it was cool, but it was dreadful, the amount of anxiety that I felt.
Yeah, I've wanted to go to Hawaii. The problem with Hawaii is it's another place that's so far. So my brother lives in Los Angeles, so for him, Hawaii is a four-hour flight away.
Big Lilo and Stitch weekend, I heard.
What?
Well, your brother. Lilo and
Stitch. Oh, yes. It was a big Lilo and Stitch. My brother works for Disney. He does. Didn't get me anything, by the way. Yeah, got me no free stuff.
What a failure.
It's unbelievable. I've been carrying this kid his whole life.
Yep.
Finally, I'm like, hey, I'm going to Disney. Is there anything you can get?
You work for Disney.
Yeah. He's a vice president.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. I got a slight discount on the hotel.
A slight.
By the way, discount on the hotel is still $550 a night. Wasn't really that big a discount. So,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, though, as well. But it just seems like I don't want to take – you have to take like two flights from here,
right? Yeah, we flew from Philly to Chicago to Hawaii. By the way, so you see how we talked about the Aaron Judge and Bryce thing? And you see how we can both admit that Bryce is not as good as Aaron Judge?
Oh, right.
Do you see how easy that is?
That it's easy to admit that even though you like a player and he's a really good player, that he's not as great as the greatest players in the sport?
Like, I love Bryce Harper.
Yep.
I don't think he's the best player in baseball.
Right, and you can have that. You can have that opinion.
It's not that hard.
And you can still love Bryce Harper.
Correct.
Right? Yep.
Like, we don't have to lie to ourselves and pretend that Jalen is better than Josh Allen.
And by the way, I don't like when my fandom gets pushed to the brink by something like that, where I have to sound like a jerk because somebody says that I'm hating.
Dude,
because
Aaron Judge might be the best right-handed hitter that I've ever seen.
He gets better every year.
Yeah.
He's terrifying. He's hitting 400.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great. Okay. It's all okay. Right. Like, right. I don't know why we have to do that.
No. There was one guy who is in town this weekend that might be able to help the Phillies. We will talk about him next. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks Golf Club, 215-592-9494. Is there a real cause for concern after the Phillies get swept by the Braves? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is Spike's theme song now. You definitely used to trash the adult Disney goers.
I'm not okay.
You are an adult Disney goer.
No. I want to be clear here. The thing that I trashed is Disney people. And I think they're psychotic. I think Disney adults are psychotic. But Jack.
But that's you now.
You can make this a Twitter poll. Not every adult who goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
It seems like you're trying to find a way out of it.
No, they're not the same thing. I don't own any Disney stuff. I haven't seen, like, I don't watch the movies or anything. Like, I wanted a fun thing to do with my wife over the weekend, so we went to Disney World and Epcot Center. That does not make us Disney adults.
And you loved it.
No, I did love it. I had a great time.
Yeah. And you said before the show, you can't wait to go back.
I didn't say that. It's not what I said. I said I had a good time. It was fun. I'm not a Disney adult. An adult that goes to Disney. This is like the rose flower argument. Like, every rose is a flower. Not every flower is a rose. Not every adult that goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to duck the allegations.
No,
you are.
I'm not a Disney adult. Oh, look. Look who's joining us now. Maybe he can weigh in on it. Uh-oh. The great Mike Quick. Here, will you weigh in on this, Mike Quick?
There's no way. There's no way Mike Quick would stoop to this level. How do you feel about adults that go to Disney World?
Okay. Is there anything wrong with...
How do the kids get there?
Well, that's exactly my point. Well, but what if you went without any kids?
Yeah. Like, let's say, what if you're almost 50 and were full of tattoos and...
You and your wife went to Disney World for a nice thing. For her birth.
I would be concerned about the kids.
But there is no
There's kid. No kids.
Yeah, the other folks.
Oh, the kids at Disney World.
Hello, guys. How
Get out of here, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Sad. How are you looking today? How's the game? Because you're a good golfer, right?
I don't have much game today, but tell you what. The weather has really cooperated. You know who I have as a partner today?
Who's that?
Mickey Mondini.
Is he a good golfer?
That's fun.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's fun.
Delco guy Mickey? You want to sit down, too?
Delco's finest.
Yeah.
They got to go putt.
Oh, okay.
No, he's fine.
Well, I'm sorry.
Look at this.
I thought that's what
on?
We were doing.
Yeah, it's
yes,
on.
It's on. You're on the radio.
Yeah, putts around.
Yeah.
I'm playing with Mike the Quick, man. He can play.
That's what I heard. No, he said he's not playing that well today.
No, I have no game today.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, but you feel like one of those guys that you know, you're humble about your golf game. When you're probably,
No.
You're probably in the 70s today.
I have warped expectations.
He's playing good.
Yeah, I'm sure. How's your game today, Mickey?
Not very good. I'm putting all right.
Yeah.
Other than that, it hasn't been very good. I'm not used to no wind.
Yeah, we've been playing.
Every time I go out, it's,
it's windy.
Windy and cloudy, and it's a nice day today.
Dawkins is connected upstairs because this is such a perfect day for golf.
It really is.
It is. It does make you think that he knows a guy.
He's connected.
Yeah, he's connected.
Spike, you look good, man. Haven't seen you in forever.
Thank you. Now, last time you saw me, actually, I believe – No. Last time I had a golf thing, was it the Surfside thing last year?
Yeah, Ramwood.
And I was berated for a year because I did not wear a collared shirt to the golf thing.
See how you grew up?
Look at this.
Yeah.
You like this?
Yeah,
you're
a real adult.
You're looking good.
Like
the
last time I saw you, you were defending DiCamera. And you had an 8-page paper written up before you even heard anything.
That's not true. That is true. You didn't do a great job.
I did a great job.
Mickey had to prosecute Joe DiCamera, and in fairness, and I respect you, you didn't do a great job.
I did a good job. Joe's not a good baseball player, period.
That I agree with.
Well, that's obvious.
I would have loved to convict Joe.
Next time.
Yeah. It is a beautiful day. Good cause out here today as well. Dawkins Foundation doing a good job raising money.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job last night, your cohort. Ike Reese was unbelievable as an auctioneer.
I heard.
And he bought in a lot of money. It was a lot of fun.
I heard.
Well, he's pretty intense, you know.
Yeah.
they got a nice preview of what it's like for 4 hours here.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine that. 4 hours every day.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Imagine if you disagree about something. It can get tough, you know. Can I talk to you about the Eagles, or do you not want to talk about the Eagles?
Which?
I don't know. The current Eagles?
Hotel California Eagles?
Hotel California Eagles.
The band.
Oh, no. The football team.
Oh,
is that a no?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
I don't know.
It's going well.
We have you here.
World champions? What do you want to know?
Yeah, what? Now, you did not go through this, obviously, going through an offseason as a world champion. Do you think that there is a right way and a wrong way to go through this offseason? Like, we see some guys that are out living it up, right? Having a great time. We see other guys that we haven't seen at all. Like, we've barely seen Jalen at all. Nick actually seems like he's dialed in. Do you think there's like a right way and a wrong way to do it?
So I think everyone is just much more aware of what they're doing this year.
Mm.
And a lot of the same things have happened in past years. But because they all world champions, they're coming off of winning a Super Bowl, then everything is just illuminated a little bit more. It's highlighted just a little bit more. But I think a lot of the things that guys are doing now, many of those same guys would handle each offseason that way.
Ah, okay.
You get a lot more.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You get a lot more attention because of that. So then maybe you're out a little bit more, and maybe the light's on you and the camera's a little bit more. But guys are doing the same thing. And one thing guys understand is when it's time to kick it in and get ready for the season. So all of these guys, they know that. I mean, it's just the clock on your body tells you it's time for me to start to run the hills or whatever guys do now that will start them to get ready for the regular season.
Yeah, it reminded me. We were talking about Saquon, and Saquon is a guy that looks like he's done a lot, right? Like a lot of public appearances.
Yes.
And Cole Hamels, after the Phillies won in 08, had a summer, had an off season like that, and then did not have a great year the year before.
Right.
So I think to an extent, we're all like, as a Philadelphian, I am waiting for the bad thing to happen. So that was like my correlation. I was like, oh no, I hope this isn't like Cole Hamels, 20 years ago.
It's sad, but that is truly how too many of us think.
Yeah, it's how I think.
Well, Ike was trying to sell me on a new Philadelphia over on Friday. Because I'm a championship every 10 years kind of guy.
Okay.
I'm not a dynasties man.
Yeah.
So he was trying to sell me that the Eagles broke the seal and that it's okay to think of yourself as a front runner or like the championship town. Well, don't worry about the other shoe that's going to drop.
Well, I mean, both of you guys have been in the town for a long time and been under the scrutiny of the fans. Do they feel like different to you today? Fans feel different to you today than they felt 25 years ago?
I just think that everybody is so hyped, so stoked about this football team. Even the possibility of them being just as good this year, I think everybody's stoked about that.
People are just in a good mood, just excited.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Phils-wise, do fans feel different, the same, you know, when you played?
I think it depends on who's on the team, to be honest with you. I mean, through the 90s, we had one good team.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Now we've got long-term. We didn't have those long-term contracts back then. We had two or 3 years, maybe four. Now you got the 10 years, the 12 years, so you're expected to be good for an extended period of time. And this team has been. So they're hyped.
Yeah.
But it's like every Philadelphian, when they go through a three-game losing streak, now everybody's like, oh, I'm wondering about this team. And then when they win 9 out of 10 series, they're like, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah. So that's baseball.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like somebody said it to me over the weekend. They're like, if you want everybody to be dialed in on the baseball team, then everybody's going to get freaked out when they lose. Sure. Like that's how it is. Either you check out, because that's how it is with the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like everybody's dialed into every game, so when they lose, it doesn't matter if it's one loss in eight games. It's still the worst thing to happen.
Right.
So I suppose I would rather people be dialed in on the Phillies and freaking out when they lose than checked out, because I feel like in the 90s, even in some years in before the 07 run happened, there were too many years where in the summer here it felt like people were checked out.
Well, they're not checked out.
No.
They're not checked out.
No, they are absolutely.
They're reacting a lot, Mickey.
They are.
They care.
I mean, every team has weaknesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, every team does. And health is the biggest thing. If you can stay healthy, which we have been able to do for the most part, we're going to be good. People don't realize if you're four games over 500 every month, which I don't think is asking too much, you're going to win 93 games. That's going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And that's all you need to do. Just get in. Obviously, we'd love to win the division, but just get in nowadays.
What have you seen from the team so far?
A little inconsistent, but this offense is going to be inconsistent because they rely on the home run. And when they're not hitting home runs, they don't score. Pitching staff has been tremendous. Obviously, people are concerned about the bullpen, but I think they're seeing how it's going to pan out the next few weeks. And Dave will not sit back.
No.
He'll go out and get one if he needs one.
Our team needs it.
Yeah, we've been notified you guys got to go play golf.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Mike Quick.
Good job.
Thank you, Mickey Morandini.
Well. Take care, guys.
It's great to see you. Handsome as always.
Yeah. Save your golf day. I'm sure it's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's so bad.
Man, if I could come back in another life.
Golf?
Mike Quick.
Oh, he's got the
better. I want to be Mike Quick.
Unbelievable life.
The coolest.
The coolest guy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you worried or not worried after this weekend's Philly sweep to the Brewers? Jack?
Now, one thing I'm not worried about, Spike.
What?
I thought I was going to miss the Memorial Day mega sale down at National Appliance Warehouse.
You're telling. Is it still going?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's extended.
Whoa!
Oh, people helping people.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that National Appliance Warehouse, who is already guaranteeing you the lowest price because of Price Assure, the technology which instantly lowers the prices, we'll get to Jeremiah Chatter in 1 second.
Yeah, this is good.
Right after we talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Yep, we got to do this real
quick. So you're saying the prices are even lower.
The prices are even lower. So you mentioned Price Assure. That's always fantastic. Also, you know, you got to make sure you're getting the right appliances.
Yep.
And right now I know it was a little cool over the weekend. I know you were in Florida.
Yeah, but it's cool here.
It was cool. But it's going to be grilling season. I mean, today is perfect grilling weather.
Yep.
So they have all the grills you could possibly need. But if you need kitchen appliances, they have over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget.
Every brand you could possibly need.
Yeah,
15. And they're going to install it for you if you need it.
Yeah.
Delivery if you need it, right on time.
And on top of all that, they treat you like family. That's the difference at a National Appliance Warehouse. Smart, knowledgeable, and they truly care about you. So we talk a lot about National Appliance Warehouse. It's difference-making down there. Take it from us to get down to National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free, Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
Jeremiah Trotter joins us.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
Good. How y'all doing, man?
Now, are you a golfer, or are you doing this because it's the event and you're not a golfer? Like, you're here for the day.
No, I'm a golfer. I love golf.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just in the middle of changing my swing.
Uh-oh.
So you know how that goes. So I'm trying to be patient. You got to take 10 steps forward just to get one or two steps.
Yeah.
So golf is frustrating for me right now, but I'm going to stick with it. Well, it's gonna help me.
Why'd you change the swing? I mean...
Because... I hurt my back one day swinging. And when you're swinging incorrectly, and you know I'm not getting any younger, so yep. I wanted to make sure I'm swinging correctly while I can continue to play.
Because I heard you bomb the ball. So you know,
not right now.
When you
change your swing, man, you got so much going through your head. You're not focusing on bombing. You just want to finish inside out on the ball, make good contact, and then you know once I get that down, then I can start trying to you know unload on the ball.
Now we obviously, you know, we love Ike.
Right.
How would you say his swing is?
I'm going to be honest with you.
I wish you could see the look with the laugh, by the way.
No. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't seen Ike play in a long time.
Okay.
I just have ingrained in my mind the first few times when he first started playing. So he's obviously a different player now, yeah. Right? But, you know... So he said he's got better. I see him on the course. He's getting his game in, you know.
Well, he used to have the graphite gloves when I first started playing with him. The feet were jumping all over the place. So he's
the first time I played with him, he was out there with some King Cobras, man. I was like, yo, hey, Ike. You're not fooling anybody when you show up with some King Cobras. I'm just being honest with you.
he's getting better. He's getting better.
You know, you have all your old teammates here. As you get older and you have these opportunities to get back with these guys,
right.
Do you, like, look back and appreciate that time in it?
Oh,
more
no doubt.
And more the, like,
no
the older
doubt.
You get?
No yeah. doubt, man. You just, you know, you don't get a chance to see those guys often. So events like this for a good cause, for a great person, and then you get to just, you know, see all your old teammates, man, sitting around and just – you know, all the stories you tell, you get better and better as you get older.
Yeah.
You know.
The stories get better.
Yeah, you get better and better. You was better than you was last year, you know.
Yeah.
So it's always cool, man, just to reconnect with those guys. And this is a great event to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it like? I mean, obviously, Trot's on the team this year.
Right.
They go to the Super Bowl. He breaks out your old celebration in the Super Bowl. I mean, how cool was that?
It's almost like watching your kid takes his first steps, man.
Yeah.
You know, as a parent, just a proud dad. And, you know, I just remember all the hard work and dedication and sacrifices that he put into the game. And it's not easy growing up being the son of, I don't want to use legend, other people use it, but just a guy that had a lot of success in this area, you know. And then you got the same name. You know, so it can be a lot of pressure.
And playing for the same team.
Same team.
Yep.
But even before that, just little league growing up, just being the son of Jeremiah Trotter, man, I can't imagine what it's like. But he's always handled it with grace. And for him, you know, people ask him, you know, is it pressure? He was like, man, my dad always been my dad. So it's just dad to me. So
right. Doesn't know any other way.
No, wait. So right. he just put the work in, you know, just put the work in and just go out and do what you've been doing since you was little.
And then for you, you must, like, obviously, you must be very, very proud of him.
Right.
And proud of what he's doing and where he's doing it. But I would imagine also you don't want him in your shadow all the time. So, like, is that a balance for you? Or
he doesn't have a choice.
Right. That's a good point.
He's in my shadow no matter what.
Right.
You know, you play the same sport. Same position, same number, and wear the same name. You know, by default,
yeah.
Because your last name, you're in my shadow.
But yep.
when you put all those things in there, and listen, I told him, when you just put the work in, man, you put the work in and you have the God-given ability, you know, you just trust God. Everything else will take care of itself. You just keep working and just wait for the opportunities, man. And what opportunity you get, make the best of it, you know.
This year's team. What now? Hugh's yelling.
Hey, man. He didn't want me messing with him earlier while he was on the air.
Yeah.
You know, so now he won't mess with me.
No respect.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero.
No respect.
Zero.
Yeah. He's going to walk in front of the YouTube thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to see your golf swing.
Oh.
I missed it.
He's in between swings.
You don't want to see it right now.
Oh,
yeah, you don't see it right now.
Yep.
This year's team, they lose a lot of snaps on defense, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of players that played a lot of snaps coming from a number one defense. Like how if I'm a fan looking at it saying they lost one of their best edges, one of their best tackles, their CB2, their starting safety. Like, how do I think that I'm confident in next year's defense losing what they lost?
Well, you just have to trust the process. You know that they've drafted well, and make some moves in free agency, and that's normal. Anytime you win a Super Bowl, and guys up for contract, they're gonna get paid, and they deserve to go get paid, right? So. It's always a high turnover when you win the Super Bowl because everybody wants a piece of winners. So, and two, if you win the Super Bowl, you got a lot of guys on your team playing very well, right? If not, then you're not going to go that deep in the playoffs. So, those guys deserve what they got, man. You just got the next man up. It's got to be next man up mentality. And, you know, I'm confident that those guys will have the right pieces in place.
How about the job Vic Fangio did?
I mean,
what? What did you kind of see from Vic? Was it just bringing like an old school mentality back to this defense?
I mean, he definitely has old school mentality. He doesn't like to blitz a lot, right? He's different. He reminds me a lot of Jim Johnson. Not the blitzing part, just his mentality. And to go into the Super Bowl and play one snap of man to man, I'm not sure how many times they blitzed. It wasn't a lot, but anytime you can get to the quarterback with the front four, you can beat anybody. It reminds me a lot of New York when they had that great front four back in the day. And they beat
the Patriots both years.
I mean, had a great front four. And when you don't have to blitz and you're still getting that pressure, and that defense reminds me a lot of that.
Well, it seems like it takes so much – like if he gets the right amount of buy-in from the players, because it does seem like when you're playing that way, you might be giving up personal stats, especially for pass rushers, for the sturdiness of the defense. So it seems like buy-in with his defense is pretty important.
Well, I think buy-in is for every defense, no matter what level you are. So the players have to buy in. But I don't think the players sacrifice any stats because – we had a bunch of guys had a lot of sacks this past year, you know, and they was getting to the quarterback, you know. And, you know, when you got the players we had last year on that defensive line, you know, and we had some guys that had great years, bro. So, and I'm confident they'll replace those guys.
What about, I mean, you're obviously, I think, an Eagles legend. I know you don't want to say that earlier. Absolute Eagles legend. What's it like seeing a kid like Jalen Carter just – burst onto the scene and just like command the entire defensive line? It felt like how great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off the field issues, right? So he was, to me, I ain't gonna say it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year, and he fell to the Eagles at what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet.
Wow.
He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know. So I'm excited about his future.
It was pretty impressive seeing him basically for the second half of the year playing every snap of the game as well. Like not just being good, but out there every single play.
And not just being out there, not just taking up space.
Right.
You know, taking over the game, you know. So yep. that's a lot of snaps for a defensive tackle.
Yeah. Well, know? In that Rams game, he had enough left at the end of the game to get to Matt Stafford. If he doesn't do that, the Eagles might not even be in the Super Bowl, and that's after playing the entire game. You know?
It helps, too. When you're on the number one defense, you're not playing a lot of snaps. You're getting off the field.
Just getting off the field.
You can't be the number one defense, you know, playing a whole lot, giving up long drives and things like that. So they was getting off the field, but like you said, it's still impressive for one guy to get that many snaps, especially at the defensive line position.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming over, man.
Hey, man.
Good luck on
appreciate guys having me.
On the reinvention of the swing. We hope when we're talking to you next year,
hopefully
you're in, you know. And Mike Quick is over there saying, man, Trotter. He redid a swing. I don't know if I'm as good as him now.
So hopefully.
That's what we're looking forward to.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, thank you. Trotter. There he is, Jeremiah Trotter, Eagles legend, as Jack said.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky, man.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's a lot of great, unbelievable players.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, you know.
Tell you what.
Could have been luckier if you were playing golf, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you know who doesn't feel worthy of sitting in this seat right now?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, no?
I just like. These are greats.
Well, I mean, then if you're not worthy, I'm also not worthy.
I'm just a jamoke.
Yep. Just a couple of idiots.
Just a couple of idiots. Meanwhile, Ike's out there.
Yeah, just a couple of idiots that Ike is carrying to success.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Would be nice to have Ike here.
Now, he must not be here at all, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I don't know. He's actually here, you mean? Yeah. Oh, he is here. Yeah. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. Talk about the Phils. Cause for concern, yes or no, after this week's sweep against the Brewers. The wrong kind of sweep. They get swept. 215-592-9494. And coming up next, we might have cause for concern. Another cause for concern about the 2025 Eagles.
Jack. Oh, here we go.
Well, this news I didn't like one bit. This was one piece of Saquon news I didn't like one bit, Jack. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fridge.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.